In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you remember last Sunday's Gospel reading, Jesus gave us three essential elements of discipleship. If you want to be my disciple, the first requirement or first element of this discipleship is deny yourself. The second one is carry your cross. And third, follow me. Today's gospel takes up that third element, following Jesus. And it shows us what it means in our relationship with one another, especially when we experience conflict. Conflict happens in our families, in our church, and in our communities. We misunderstand one another. We hurt one another. So Jesus teaches us how his disciples should respond. He says, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. Here Jesus tells us to take the initiative. We do not wait for the other person to come to us. We go to that person and speak honestly about what happened. But our purpose is not revenge or humiliation. The goal is forgiveness and reconciliation. For Jesus says, if he listens to you, then you have gained your brother. But what if the person does not listen? Jesus tells us to bring one or two others. And if another step is necessary, bring the matter before the church community. And what if nothing works? Jesus says, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. At first, that sounds harsh. But we need to remember how Jesus treated the Gentiles and the tax collectors in the Gospels. If we look at the Gospels, we would remember these incidents. When Jesus met the Samaritan woman, a Gentile, of course, when she met her at the well and offered her living water, the possibility of a new life, that is what Jesus did to the Gentile. And when Jesus called Zacchaeus down from the tree and went to his home, Zacchaeus was changed. And remember when Jesus called Matthew, a tax collector, and Matthew left his table and followed him. So even when reconciliation is difficult, we should not respond with hatred or contempt. Like Jesus, we continue to hope for conversion, a change of life. This is exactly what St. Paul teaches us in today's reading from the Romans. He says in today's second reading, repay no one evil for evil, if possible. So far as it depends on you, live peaceably with others. And then if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. And finally he says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That is the challenge of Christian discipleship. When someone hurts us, we seek reconciliation rather than revenge. When there is conflict, we speak the truth with love. When another person refuses to change, we continue to pray and hope for conversion. And we also remember that conversion begins with us. Perhaps the question is not only, how can I change the other person, but also, Lord, how are you asking me to change? Saint Paul gives us the answer. Let your love be genuine. Love one another with brotherly affection. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Bless those who persecute you. Live in harmony with one another. This is how we follow Jesus. So let us remember, last Sunday Jesus said, deny, carry, follow. Today, he shows us what following looks like. Forgive, reconcile, love, and seek new life. May God give us the grace to take the first step toward reconciliation, the patience to persevere, and the love to overcome evil with good. This is my wish and prayer for all of us. Amen.